On today's show, I am going to seriously buzzkill those holiday gadgets. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Earlier this week, six U.S. tech companies were named in a lawsuit that accuses them of endangering the lives of child laborers who mine cobalt for their products. It's used in lithium-ion batteries, the ones that power every laptop and pair of wireless headphones and smartphone and tablet out there. And it's rare. Most of it comes from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The lawsuit is the first of its kind, and it names Apple, Google parent company Alphabet, Microsoft, Dell, and Tesla. Let's talk about this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Roger Chang is an executive editor and head of CNET News, which reported on the story. He told me a lawsuit like this raises awareness.
This is sort of the first time that tech companies have been on the hook for this. There have been a number of reports about the human rights violations, child labor, conducted by these cobalt and copper mines, most of which are in the Congo. This really kind of brings back to the forefront, the issue of whether or not there are human rights violations going on.
And then for those who don't know, tell us, how crucial is cobalt to the tech products these companies make and how hard is it to find?
Yeah, and that's really the critical problem that industry faces is the fact that cobalt is one of the most important ingredients into making a lithium-ion battery. Cobalt is a substance that actually kind of helps stabilize and make batteries safer to avoid them from overheating. And so they're absolutely important. Part of the problem is that there really is only a handful of suppliers. And the Democratic Republic of Congo supplies roughly 60% of the world's supply of cobalt. And in terms of refined cobalt, a vast majority of that is supplied by China. So this is an issue for companies like Apple. This is an issue for companies like Tesla, which obviously invest a lot in big batteries for their cars.
What do you think it would take for tech companies to change this practice in some way or invest more heavily in different kinds of battery technology?
I think that's what's happening now. Like you see companies like Panasonic invest in research into batteries that don't use cobalt. Elon Musk has said that, has sort of teased that the next generation of cars would use batteries that reduce the percentage of cobalt in the batteries. It's a tricky balance that they have to do because if they want to reduce the amount of cobalt, they have to use more nickel. It doesn't recharge as well. It's more prone to overheating. That's the big dilemma is like cobalt is such a valuable part of the battery that reducing the reliance on it is really, really difficult. And, the technology, battery technology moves extremely slowly. And finding a way to create a battery or power source that isn't reliant on cobalt at all could be years away. I mean, Panasonic has talked about it, but it's unclear whether or not that company or any other company is close to a breakthrough to a point where you can make batteries that are widely adopted. It just takes a really long time.
Would it take, do you think, consumer pressure to move the needle at all, either on that research or any other kind of change?
Consumer pressure would help, for sure. I think if there is more public outcry, if there's more of an outcry from the government, if there's more criticism about it, that might spark things. But, research like this takes a while. And beyond just the research, just getting, batteries right now, they rely on the fact that they're relatively standard, right? We all kind of live on lithium ion. Even like our standard AAA, AA batteries, they've been around for, a really long time. And they work because they're universally accepted. And so to like create a new battery technology and get that into the whole ecosystem of products, that's really difficult. That takes a long time just from a market perspective. It's not like consumer pressure or any pressure really can speed that process up.
Right. And then tell me, let's circle back a little bit more explicitly about how the supply chain works and why this is somewhat invisible. Apple has even said, we've tried to make sure that we're not working with suppliers who are using child labor, but it's sort of hard to keep track. How does that happen?
Yeah, part of it's because the cobalt is, again, it's mined, there's raw material, it gets refined, it gets shipped off to another company that then basically uses it as part of the component, and then it gets sent off to another. So basically, there are multiple steps to the chain before it even gets to the lithium ion battery part. And I think that's kind of the issue, is tracking it down and actually kind of reverse engineering how it all kind of came to be. It's in a region that isn't very transparent. So tracking this all down and making sure that, you know, the suppliers you use all kind of meet your standards is a difficult thing. I mean, like I said, to Apple's credit, they've definitely tried and they've been among the most transparent, but they're kind of alone in that. Like, if you notice, some of these other companies haven't really responded. You know, they've denied any knowledge of it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, like, it's not happening.
Roger Chang is an executive editor and head of CNET News. Apple told CNET that it has removed 6 cobalt refiners from its supply chain in 2019. Google and Dell said they both prohibit the use of child labor or dangerous conditions in their supply chains as well. And now for some related links. Please read this piece in Digital Trends about the human cost of cobalt mining. We have a link at our website, marketplacetech.org. The story also talks about a company based in the Netherlands that has created something called the Fairphone, a phone, a device made with only fair trade materials that are responsibly sourced, which suggests that it can be done if the will and the financial investment is there. May I suggest U.S. tech companies? The blockchain. A cobalt producer called Glencore PLC, one of the largest in the world, said it will join something called the Responsible Sourcing Blockchain Network. It uses the blockchain to trace the history of all the cobalt it sources and refines to ensure that it comes from ethical sources that are also environmentally responsible. Ford, Volkswagen, and Volvo are also members. Now, the blockchain network is still in production. It's built on IBM technology, and it said it hopes to sign up more big consumer electronics companies, along with mining companies, aerospace, and more automakers. So far, though, doesn't sound like any of the tech companies mentioned in that lawsuit are on board. Not for nothing, but IBM is also apparently working on new battery technology that would not include cobalt, but would instead be made with materials extracted from seawater. There is a solution out there that doesn't involve letting kids die in mines, and we should demand that our gadget makers find it. Stephanie Hughes and Matt Purdy produce Marketplace Tech. Jody Becker is our senior producer. Sarah Bruguer is our engineer. Our intern is Jesus Alvarado. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Marketplace helps you answer questions you've always wondered about. And now that includes finding out more about how and why we do what we do every day. Become a Marketplace investor today and you'll get exclusive access to a series of virtual AMAs featuring Kai Ryssdal, David Brancaccio, and me, Molly Wood. Don't miss out on our 2020 Ask Me Anything series. Contribute $60 or sign up to donate $5 a month at marketplace.org. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.